This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. In the first case invoking a new law against verbal sexual harassment, a French court has fined a man 300 euros, about $350, for making lewd and insulting comments to a woman aboard a bus in a Paris suburb. The panel of judges in the case also sentenced the man to 9 months in jail, 6 months of it suspended for physically assaulting the woman and the driver of the bus. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau official responsible for policing racial discrimination at financial companies has acknowledged writing blog posts more than a decade ago that questioned the legitimacy of hate crimes and whether use of the N-word constituted racism. 50 million Facebook accounts were breached by unknown hackers. China has arrested several dozen activists who took up Mao's ideals and after graduation began organizing labor unions in protest of working conditions. Canadian House of Commons has voted unanimously to revoke the honorary citizenship granted to Myanmar's civilian leader Daw Aung San Suu Kyi for human rights abuses. More than 175 million workers contribute to Social Security with every paycheck. About 43 million collect monthly benefits. For 3 of 5 older Americans, Social Security checks account for more than half of their income. Men, like women, are afraid that paternity leave will affect their job prospects and extend the wage gap. 1 in 3 men in a Deloitte survey worried that paternity leave could harm their careers. 57% say that they would fear it signals that they don't take their job seriously. 92.8% of parental leave in Denmark is taken by women, even though it's offered equally to men and women, for example. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals gave Uber a huge break by ruling that drivers would have to file individual arbitration claims for unpaid tips and wages rather than being able to sue as a class. In a solitary protest in 2009, the punk photographer Patty Heffley turned her fire escape into a cabaret stage in response to losing her privacy to the High Line Park in New York City built on the old railway tracks. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathkin's Bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.